You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. We have all taken a deep breath after Michael Bratton's bull in the China shop approach here today on Alabama. We'll continue with your phone calls at 855-242-7285. We will talk to Devin Leary, bottom of the hour, the new starting quarterback at UK. Let us check in with Mickey in California. Hello, Mickey.
Hello. Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. It's Southern California.
Good afternoon to you.
I was just wondering because what your opinion would be, and I also have a question for you concerning Florida State, because they continue to make a lot of racket on the internet, online and whatnot, and then Sporting News picked up a story about them, how, of course, complaining about they want more money and all this other things. And somebody shot back to them, and that's the reason I'm asking you this question, is that what makes them think they'll do any good in SEC? Because my opinion, and this is my question to you, my opinion is they have a better shot staying the ACC and getting into the playoffs, because you only have to really deal with Clemson in any given year. But if they happen to go to the SEC, do you agree that them even making the winning a conference is zero or none, and for them to even get in the playoffs, that's even worse? How do you feel about that?
Well, Mickey, yeah, I think it goes without saying they'd have an easier time in the ACC. But remember, when the playoff expands next year, there are going to be so many more paths to get in. But I don't see FSU getting in the SEC anytime in the immediate future. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Expired is up next. What do you got, Expired?
Well, I got it from Tulsa. I'm trying not to be too hard on him. But that was one of the worst calls I've ever heard on this show. Just absolutely pathetic. It was worse than a Lincoln Riley brisket. Okay, that's how bad it was. But let me tell you something, Paul. I didn't want to be hard on him, but I know what he did, okay? Last night, okay, he got his tighty-whities. He went and walked to a desk. He sat down at a desk. He got his big cheese tablet and one of them fat pencils, and he sat there like 8 hours, okay? And Doug's writing this stuff down, and he's erasing, and he's writing, and he's erasing, and going back and forth, and he finally got it. And he's going to add on to what that idiot said yesterday about you selling popcorn at a whatever, wherever, okay? And he's going to say these three things, and he said the three things, and nobody thought it was funny. It was absolutely awful. And I just wanted to say, hey, Doug, you're going to ruin this for the Sooner fans. They're going to get labeled. Can you call it an idiot? I don't know what they're going to be labeled as. They're not going to be allowed to call the show, whatever. Doug, take 2 weeks off from this show and then quit. Do us all a favor. Hey, Paul, I did want to talk about Michael Brayton a little bit, or whatever his name is. I love that guy. He jumps around like me. We're on the same page. He's exactly right about the West Coast football and UCLA and USC. I got 20 people in the stands, Paul. Nobody cares about UCLA football or any other athletics, maybe a little basketball, and that's about it. So, hey, I don't think he was far off of some of his comments. I don't think Alabama's losing four games, but you never know. They could. So, hey, I like a guy that has a little sack to him. You know what I mean? You have a great day. See ya.
David up next. Good afternoon, David.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
I think what the Pac-12 should do, me being out here in Washington in Pac-12 country, I think the threesome from the AAC of Tulane, SMU, and Memphis, you're picking up three big southern television markets, I think, which could help get a television network contract there. Then you've got the four remaining Pac-12 teams, and then I think you take nine from the Mountain West. That gives you a good 16-team division. Now, people are saying, well, you can't do that because Mountain West schools have to pay a $33 million exit fee. But I was looking at the bylaws of the Mountain West this morning. If 75% of the conference schools get together, they can waive the exit fee. So let's say nine teams want to leave and join the Pac-12. Well, no exit fee. There's your 16-team conference. And I think the winner of that conference, Paul, every year would get into the 12-team playoff.
You know, David, it's possible. I think the Mountain West is really the best course. I'm not sure, you know, the Memphis, Tulane, SMU part of it. And when you talk about television markets, in Memphis, Dallas, and New Orleans, those schools are not the primary, really, football power. New Orleans, it would be LSU. Dallas, it would probably be Texas or Texas A&M. And even Memphis, I think, would be vying with Tennessee and Ole Miss. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Billy is in Philly. You're on the air. Hello, Billy.
Hi, thank you, Paul. I've missed a lot in the last few days, so I'm not sure what the facts are, but I'm curious. Does the SEC divide up their television revenues evenly among all the schools?
Yes.
So that Missouri gets just as much as Alabama?
Absolutely.
So the Pac-12 broke up because that's exactly what they did, and the two leading schools that left then left because they didn't want Oregon State getting USC money. Is that correct?
Well, I think the Pac-12 broke up primarily because the commissioner whiffed. He could have gotten a much better TV deal a year or two ago, and he gambled on getting a much bigger one, and he ended up virtually with nothing.
Okay. Well, what I was heading toward is that it seems that the South is very unified. I mean, the idea that you can pay as much to give as much school, money to a poor school as to a rich school or a successful school is very communal. It's like a group that hangs together. California doesn't seem, the West Coast doesn't seem to have that culture, which
well,
I think is
Billy, to me, if
telling.
You're going to be in a conference, there has to be an equal sharing. That's really what happened to the old Big 12 when Texas mortgaged its own television network and left everybody high and dry. And you know, Clemson and Florida State have tried that in the ACC. But I think that's what makes the SEC unique is that Vanderbilt gets the same as Alabama. They probably don't deserve it, but they get it.
I agree. I had one other thought, if I could. It's about Florida State situation and the bidding war. It seems to me that the money at the other end may be running out. In other words, I don't think Disney's going to spend a lot of more money on college football. I don't think ESPN is going to spend a lot more money on college football. So what you've got are the direct distributors like the Hulus of the world. And the bargain they're going to drive is we're not going to just buy a package. We're going to buy viewers. We'll pay you based on the number of people watching the game. Well, that changes the risk profile significantly, and it makes it much more difficult to raise money. And I think that that's that may be the problem going forward, that the next set of bidders don't have a good package because investors are crazy if they're going to.
Billy, I think that was the issue with Apple because that's probably what Apple was going to do. The Pac-12, and you know, I can see Apple, Amazon being auxiliary players perhaps down the road, maybe even with the college football playoff. But I do not believe that they're going to be anything more than that. And even though that is an exploding space, as you well know, college football is still going to be on what we call linear television, the major over-the-air networks.
I think so, too, and I think buying out is going to be expensive because you have no alternative revenue source. You can't offer a better package. The Amazon package isn't that good.
No, I mean, even the Amazon package on Thursday night for the NFL, it's still the lowest-rated NFL package. And
I
think it's pretty significantly below where it was and I don't even remember where it was previously, either on, I think it was on Fox or NBC or one of those. It's just, okay. It's a different, I mean, nobody has any difficulty watching something on Netflix because you're, it's a different watch than flipping on the a game. I can't explain it. I mean, even though I work in television, I don't work for a streamer, even though what I, you know, where I work does a lot of streaming. It's just a different concept. Hey, thanks for the call. We are heading to the break. We will chat with Devin Leary a little bit later. Some of you in Kentucky have gotten to know him, but he comes over from NC State and is expected to be a star in the SEC.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
So as expected, a lot of reaction to Michael Bratton's shot at Nick Saban in the Alabama program. We're getting, can't get all the calls on the air because they're a little heated, but we'll try to get the sampling of them. Jay is up next in Mobile. Hello, Jay.
Roll Tide, Paul. How's it going today?
We are doing great.
I just want to comment on Michael Bratton again, too. He is an idiot. I'm surprised he even has a podcast. He don't know football.
Well, Jay,
hold
on just a second. Having done many podcasts and met many podcasters, there apparently is no requirement in this country to be able to have a podcast. You don't have to pass an aptitude test. Apparently, you just have to have a computer.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Paul, I just want to tell you, I bought tickets to the Arkansas game today.
Oh, great.
And I didn't realize how tough their schedule is. Their schedule's brutal. They have four games away, all back-to-back, starting with LSU and Texas A&M, Ole Miss, and then Bama. That's brutal.
Doesn't seem fair.
Hello? It doesn't seem fair because they're going to be beat up by the time we get to them.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Roll Tide. Have a good day, Paul.
Thank you. I mean, everything's always geared toward Alabama. That's understood. AC is up next.
Mr. Feinbaum, how you feeling? Thank you so much
okay,
for coming.
Thank
home.
You.
Absolutely. Man, the caller, the fire was trying to describe it. Mike from Kentucky, based on what I heard.
Yeah.
He says you're anti – I'm sorry?
I was just agreeing with you. Okay.
Yeah, so he said you're anti-Alabama, okay. Then he did say you should sell popcorn in MetLife Stadium. Sure, I can sell some popcorn. I would much rather sell popcorn than be on Donald Trump's stipend and be lazy and collecting all this stipend, you idiot. That's the problem. Then I tell you, they will accuse falsely. They accuse you, Mr. Feinbaum, they hear one thing, and they're going to say something else. If I have to verify something, I'll let you know, hey, Mr. Firearm, this is what I heard. Is this true? I like to verify things. I'm not an idiot. So that's the problem. This is why, this is main reason, one of the main reasons why I hate you fat Americans, because you're ignorant. You're dumb. And you don't know what you're saying. You don't even know what you're doing. You have a loud mouth. You're feeding your stomach with burgers and fries. That's all you can do. And collecting those stipends, hey, if those stipends came like $5,000 a week,
I had a burger and fries for lunch.
I'll be collecting too. But I'll be on the street collecting some money too. Because I'll be doing some farm work or some sort. Yes, sir. You're saying something?
No, I was just talking to Randy about my fast food lunch. What about what you have for lunch today?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
You're asking me or are you asking Randy?
No, I don't care about it. I'm asking you, AC. What did you have for lunch today?
My goodness, it was good, man. I had some rice. I had some chicken, you know what I'm saying? I had a cup of coffee because I was like, I got to get on Mr. Feinbaum. I got to lock and load. So I'm going to get some, 2 cups of coffee, Mr. Feinbaum.
So you had rice, chicken, and coffee.
2 cups of coffee.
And water, of course.
And
I
water.
Wash it down.
Are you
yeah,
in prison
two
or something?
Cups of coffee. I'm sorry?
Are you in prison with that type of lunch?
Hey, I could be in prison. I could be doing farm work. I could be doing anything. You know what I'm saying? I could work, man. You need that energy when you get out here. Remember you said, hey, you got to work on your game or else this is not for you. I worked on my game, man. 2 cups of coffee. I'm working on my last one so I can get on another station so I can be crazy, dude. You told me I got to work on my game. I just became crazy. All thanks to you, man. This is why I love you. And Matt in San Antonio, you're just the biggest doofus that I know. Holla.
Rick is up next in Houston. Hello, Rick.
Paul, you know what the surest sign is that someone's an idiot?
Their name is AC.
Well, that's a good sign, too, but whenever they have to declare that they're not an idiot. But, hey, Paul, I wanted to ask you, Marvel, you know, they did a bunch of what-if comics back when I was a kid, and, you know, but I wanted to ask you, what would be some of your biggest what-if moments for the SEC?
Well, I mean, what time period are we talking about, Rick?
Oh, well, I mean, Paul, if we go way back, we could say, you know, what if Georgia Tech had never left the SEC? You know, more recent, we could say, what if Nick Saban never left LSU? The one that I often wonder about, Paul, is what if Bo Ryan hadn't gotten killed in that plane crash?
Yeah, for those who don't know the story, Bo Ryan was at NC State. He never coached a game at LSU. He died in a plane crash before his first game. He was replaced by Jerry Stovall, who struggled for a couple years, and ultimately LSU was able to get it back. I mean, there are a lot of what ifs. I mean, that's a fun show one day. That's one of them. There are many, many other ones that I think you could throw in there that have great significant meaning, but that is fascinating to think about. Hey, thank you for the call. CC is up next in North Carolina.
Hi, I'm actually in Charlotte, Paul. My name is CC Chasse Holmberg.
Well,
first time caller, long time listener.
CC, great to hear from you.
Thank you. I moved actually out here from California 5 years ago, but our son went to the University of Oregon, and we had a fantastic experience there. It kind of disturbed me that gentleman on that podcast sounded like we didn't have good fans because he obviously had not been to Autzen Stadium because they have some very good fans. And I like the program there, and I kind of like the family atmosphere and what they provide and that kind of stability for sports and not just football. They support a lot of their teams in a high level. But I think the one thing I'm going to miss this year, and I got to tell you, I would love to hear what Mike Leach would have to say about all this that's going on. I'm going to miss his voice this year big time.
Yeah, I think Mike Leach's comments about the Pac-12, a league that he spent 10 years in, would have been fascinating. I think they would have been somewhere along the lines of what Drinkwitz said, but probably a little wittier.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great day, sir.
You take care of yourself. Missing Mike Leach, I think, will be one of those themes for this year. Willie B. is up next. Hello, Willie.
Hey, Paul. By the end of this call, I hope we sell some more of your books. And I'm gonna get to the false equivalency. Other conferences don't understand when they talk about the SEC. But I got two housekeeping things I'd like to ask you first before I make my point. The first one is you're invited to Myers Park Country Club Friday, September 1st, for the University of South Carolina Sandstorm Party with Ray Tanner and some of the Gamecocks. If you're free to join, please let me know.
Well,
love to have you.
Thank you very much. I've been there before. I know where it is. So if I'm in town, I'll be a participant.
Well, James Wolf, the president of the Charlotte Gamecock Club, would love to greet you there.
Well, thank you.
The second thing is, I was jogging through Dilworth. I live in Charlotte now. I was jogging through Dilworth, and I came across a TV commercial being made with all the mascots up there.
Really?
And it happened really quick. I saw North Carolina and Clemson and Tennessee. All three teams we just beat. But I was wondering if you were at that commercial.
I was not. And I don't know what it was for, but I'm guessing maybe it was sounds like an ESPN commercial.
Yeah, it might have been a game day commercial with all the, because it was.
I know they did one like that last year in Nashville, but it's entirely possible that Randy, did you hear about it? Well, I'll dig in. How long ago was that?
Monday.
Okay, I will find. I mean, it's entirely possible that that was a either an ESPN or a game day or a college football for ESPN commercial. Hey, thank you very much for the call. We need to scoot. We have a guest coming up here in a minute. Devin Leary, the new quarterback at Kentucky, coming over from NC State. He'll be with us in a moment.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome back. We're appreciative of you being here, and we're really excited about the next guest. One of the things that we get to do that is so special is talk to some of the young athletes around the SEC. And Devin Leary making his first appearance here. We've talked to his former coach and, of course, his current coach. Devin played at NC State for a number of years. In fact, last year he was a Heisman candidate, the preseason player of the year in the ACC, and then sadly he was injured, shoulder surgery, and now he has moved on to Kentucky. Devin, thank you. I appreciate you dressing for the show in full uniform. I'm guessing you came from practice. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. You actually caught me right in the middle of our media day shoot. So now my 6 year taking these pictures, about tired of it now. But thanks for having me.
Well, I'll try to make it less painful. So what have you been asked all day that has caused you your battle with tedium? What's going on up there?
Nothing too tedious. I mean, just your regular media day, just making sure you get all the cool video shoots and everything. But, campus has been going really well. We've been grinding really hard every single day, and we just continue to build and stack days each and every day.
Before we get to this season, I would like to talk about your journey. You grew up on the East Coast. You go down to NC State and, have one or two really brilliant years. A couple of years ago, the Wolfpack were all over the screen and really heading towards some greatness. last year I mentioned getting hurt. How tough is that when so much is expected of you and then it ends so quickly and so harshly?
Yeah, I mean, it's the game that we signed up for. You know, at the end of the day, it's a violent sport. And, you know, through my course of my journey, you know, I've definitely hit different parts of adversity throughout, you know, to where I am today. And, you know, my job is to just be able to respond from those adverse situations and, you know, in my mind, just continue to have a positive mindset and respond the right way, which I plan to do each and every year.
When you made the decision, you were a quarterback in demand. I know a lot of people wanted you. What prompted your decision to go to Lexington?
Yes, sir. It was really just, you know, honestly, the culture here, what Coach Stoops has built here, the players that, you know, are a part of this program and what they've done last year, too, with such a young group. And then, of course, being able to learn from Coach Cohen. You know, his offense is, you know, one of the best to be able to learn from and develop as a quarterback. And, you know, in my opinion, I just want to learn under him, learn under Coach Stoops, and be a part of something big here.
Let me ask you about Liam Combe, because, you know, he was at Kentucky, went out to the Rams. Everyone knows what happened out there. And it has to be exciting. I know coaches, you come and go, but there are some really unique ones. What separates him?
Yeah, you know, he's truly a player's coach. I think he's someone that understands what it's like to play the position. He's played the position. And like you said, coming from the Rams, he's seen it operate at the highest level, being around guys like Jared Goff, Matt Stafford. And, you know, it's really cool for me, you know, me being an aspiring quarterback, wanting to learn from the best. And every single day, you know, he challenges us quarterbacks to be the very best, bring your A game every single day, you know, represent yourself like a pro. And, you know, just someone that I love to learn and develop under.
Devin Leary with us. Devin, as you were growing up and matriculating toward college, who were some of the quarterbacks that you aspired to be, not necessarily just like, but who inspired you to continue doing what you were doing now?
Yeah, growing up, you know, I loved watching Tom Brady. I loved watching guys like Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and you know, I grew up in South Jersey, 20 minutes outside of Philly, so I was an Eagles fan, actually. I actually grew up watching Donovan McNabb. Just so many different guys I was able to pick my game off of and really just learn as best as I can from them.
And as you've gotten went through the process, I've always been amazed at the quarterback fraternity. You know, we think of teams, you know, competing, but I know that you get, a lot of you have met each other through camps and academies. What does your text list look like when it comes to quarterbacks around college football?
Man, it's pretty broad, honestly. I feel like every single year I'm developing new relationships. Very fortunate the past 2 years, both summers I was able to go to the Manning Passing Academy, be around a lot of great quarterbacks, build relationships. And I mean, just for me, each and every year, I just want to learn off of guys from film, of how they perform on the field, and then when I'm able to meet them in person, just grow our relationship even more. So it's been a really cool experience for me.
And you're following a pretty good one at Kentucky. I'm sure you occasionally kept up with Will Levis, who also comes from that part of the country playing at Penn State, and he did so well last year at UK. That's the new normal, though, isn't it, filling in the transfer? How is that? I mean, it's affected your life, obviously, but talk a little bit about that part of the college game now.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different. You know, the transfer portal is a huge new thing, and I think, you know, for everyone just entering the portal, you got to weigh out all your options, and, you know, you got to know what your end goal is, what you want to get out of this game. And, you know, for me, I wanted to develop as the best possible player that I can, not only where I'm at right now, but continue to excel onto the next level and, you know, hope to have a successful career later down the line. And, you know, it starts right now, being able to learn in this system, being able to learn around guys like Coach Cohen, and just playing under a coach like Coach Stoops, of just really showing my natural leadership ability and just really making sure that guys around here can rally behind me as well.
Devin, it helps to have a good offensive coordinator. It helps even more if you have a couple of receivers, and you have at least three and many more. I don't know if that was the overriding factor, but what's it been like having some go-to guys already?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, you can clearly see on the film just from last year, you know, having guys like Tavion Robinson, Berrion Brown, Dane Key, Even our tight end room has a lot of experience in that room. And, you know, it's really cool to see what they put on film last year. But, you know, from the minute I got here, you know, I've challenged all those guys that this upcoming season, you know, every single time they step on the field, everyone needs to see a new, fully upgraded version of themselves. And, you know, those guys have taken on that challenge, and it's my job to continue to push them and just remind them that there's always 1% better that they could be.
You have some experience. What you just said there, to me, is the embodiment of a quarterback. I mean, the quarterback has to be different. You have to command respect, and sometimes it's a challenge when someone comes in from another program. I'm guessing it has not been a problem for you to let everybody know who's in charge.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the first and foremost, it was just, you know, earning the respect through my hard work. You know, I wasn't going to come in and act like anything was given to me. You know, I was going to put my head down, go to work, and really just, you know, build the relationships with my teammates here for them to understand that if any given point of the day that they need me or have any questions, that I'll be there for them. And, you know, I think that kind of just trickled throughout the whole summer and the spring with me being here and now being in fall camp. It's, you know, my job to just keep the foot on the gas and continue to push everyone that, you know, we can be much better than what we put on film last year.
I know predictions are for people like me who don't know what they're talking about and sit behind microphones. But realistically, Devin, as you look to the season, I realize you have to look at the first game. I've heard that before. But how do you approach a season like this when you have incredibly tough challenges across the board? You play the defending national champions. You play a team in Alabama at home. There are a lot of great opportunities for Kentucky to get back to a place that I think a lot of fit people have been waiting for them to get to, and they have gotten to only occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, just like you said, it's going to be challenging. You know, each and every week you got to understand that every single team is coming for your neck. Every single team wants to knock you off, and every single team, you know, is going to bring their A game as well. And, you know, I think for us and just kind of the whole program here is just, you know, truly taking it week by week. You know, if you look too far ahead or you dwell on something that has happened, you know, you're not focused of what's to come. And I think it's very important, especially me being in a leadership role of, you know, refreshing everyone that the only thing that matters is the next game. And I think for us as a program, especially with a lot of younger guys playing, that, you know, being able to constantly remind guys that the only thing that matters is the next game and not looking too far ahead is the best way that we'll have success here.
Devin, I don't know if you can see it on the screen. We have Kentucky projected to win 7.2 games. It's always difficult to get that point two. But from a distance, that seems ridiculous based on what I know about you and what I know about Coach Stoops. I realize your job is to execute, not to be concerned. But when players hear stuff like that, does it affect you and your teammates?
I mean, I honestly think it's our job not to hear this stuff. I think it's our job to block out all the noise. You know, every single day, you know, being on social media or, you know, just being around certain numbers like this, it's very easily, you know, you're able to buy into what other people are saying. And I think as a culture and something that we want to build going forward is, you know, really just keeping the noise in-house, making sure that all the outsources, everything around that's being said, what could be, what couldn't be, us to realize that doesn't matter, and the only thing that does is how we perform, and, you know, we're striving to get there and striving for excellence every day.
Well, Devin, all the best. We can't wait to see you in that uniform you're wearing, maybe with a little more pads. I hope you'll come back soon, and we are pulling for you. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Wow, what a conversation with Devin Leary, who was so great until he got hurt at NC State, and expectations are high for him at UK. We'll take a break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We have more for you tonight at 7, SEC Now, straight ahead. Bubba is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Bubba. Bubba is up next. Hello, Bubba. I gave Bubba two chances, Randy.
Bubba.
There will not be a third. Hacksaw is up next. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. First time caller.
Thank you.
I hope you're doing well today.
We are. Everything. We're doing great.
I just want to make, I'm an Alabama fan, moved over to South Carolina back in 1989. I just want people to realize the strength and the condition coaches in this football world today is over and beyond what you realize. They are probably the most, you know, the biggest hire that can be from the head coach. Look what happened when Cochran went from Alabama to Georgia.
Yeah, but remember something about Cochran. He was phenomenal at Alabama. He did not go to Georgia as a strength and conditioning coach, though. He was a coach on the field.
Yeah.
Now, it may have hurt Alabama.
Yeah. It hurt Alabama big time. Didn't they hire Alabama hired a people from Ohio State?
They got a guy from they brought in two people. I think one is gone. One from Indiana, one from somewhere else. But
far more
scientific and database than the way Cochran used to do it.
Exactly. You can teach these kids all day long what to do and how to do it, but you get to the third and fourth quarter, you know, if you ain't got the stamina, you ain't there.
You're right. You're 100% correct.
Correct.
That's a part of the sport people don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. I played football all my life and baseball, track, and all that stuff, and it's just, if you ain't got the whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of games are lost because some player's mind was not
strong enough. And then when you get down two touchdowns,
you're
down two touchdowns in the third quarter, fourth quarter, you know, you want to see your girlfriend.
Yeah, it's easier just to say, let's get out of here. We don't have to finish this game.
That's right.
That's how I feel about 6:30 every
Ball.
Night here.
Maybe 6.
Maybe 4:48. Dustin is in Knoxville. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
We are great. Thank you.
Good. I just had a couple things I wanted to touch on if I could.
Of course.
Talking about Michael Bratton today, do you think, like, in the midst of all the madness that he talks about, there's a little bit of sanity in there in regards to Alabama? Like, they think that, you know, maybe they don't need Bryce Young, but he, you know, single-handedly kept them in probably four or five ball games and kept them from, you know, losing four games,
but,
if I'm not mistaken, right?
You know, Dustin, and we all used it last year, but I don't think Alabama's failure last year is a factor any longer. Alabama right now is about what they have on this team, not that, I mean, and we talk about Bryce Young. I mean, yeah, Bryce Young pulled them out of a number of games. And then the two games that they lost, it was the defense that allowed the other team to score at the end, one in overtime
right,
and one on the final series.
Right. That's kind of what I was getting at. I think, you know, a lot of Alabama fans are, like, stuck in the past. Like, they had a lot of great defensive players, you know, when they had the Jake Cokers and,
the
John Parker. Well,
hey, by the way, did they have a lot of great defense.
Those guys don't come around all the
time. Go back and look at the offensive players on that team, too.
Yeah, right. I mean, they have so many great offensive players here recently. And I just feel like that's being overlooked. Like, I have great respect for Alabama and what they probably could do this season, you know. But I just feel like that's kind of being overlooked by some of the fans a little bit. And I understand it. I mean, they're so good. But I just wanted to touch all that. And also, like, Tennessee, I've been a Tennessee fan all my life, and we've had these flash-in-the-pan seasons and stuff like that with Butch and the talent that we had on offense with Dooley. But do you feel like they're being coached a lot better? And why is that when we've had such good assistant coaches?
Well, not only are they being coached better, this is, to me, what I get when I talk to a Tennessee player, which we did with Joe Milton, and when you spend time with Josh Heupel. He might be the quintessential player's coach. And it's not because he played football. Everybody plays football. But he has a knack for, even though it's been 20 years, he still relates to these guys, and they understand him better than a lot of coaches. It's not about fear and intimidation. It's about that they believe in him, and they know he believes in them. And besides, I think he's probably the best offensive coach in the country. We head to the break. We've had quite a show already. Bratton was here. Devin Leary. We'll have Takeo Spikes in about 30 minutes, but a lot of time for your phone calls as well, and we'll do that when we come back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.